Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening and welcome, Pop Culture Stars. Hope everybody out there is doing well. I am your host at Double Extra Large, Dave Atwell, coming to you from Jacksonville, North Carolina, where the men are men and the sheep are nervous. So as I go out here to the back plateau terrace, if you will, need to hit a little dream on that one to light up my delicious cigar from Godfather Cigars. We'll pass it around to our esteemed panel tonight. Actually, tonight's cigars is one of my favorites, La Gloria Cubana, which I smoke often. But this is a new one. It's a Chirola de Oro. Yeah, looks good. So hopefully it'll perform well. Nothing like a good old cigar. The weather's nice. Looking forward to tonight's show. So enough about my bad habits. Going to pass it around the room. Leading off, as usual, as I tease in the middle of nowhere, in the state of Arkansas, Granny Hulkster, how are you doing this evening, young lady?
Well, I'm good. It's been rainy today and cooler temperatures, and we're supposed to get a lot of more rain tomorrow, and the next couple nights it's supposed to get down in the low 40s, and I think highs in the 60s all next week. So fall is here in Arkansas. The colors are starting to change. It's not going to be a real pretty fall like it's been in years past, but the colors are starting to change. So
if it wasn't for that damn Greta Thunberg, you would have everything fall into place. It's all her fault. Nevertheless, before I go down the political rabbit hole again for another show, Granny,
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. So,
and we're glad to have you. Hopefully we'll get a couple laughs in this evening. But it's very good, very, very kind of you to join us this evening. Appreciate you coming on. Now we're going to move north to the wonderful, and I'm doing air quotes, the Dr. Evil air quotes, wonderful city of Indianapolis. And I'm going to call on my good brother Tim. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Normally, just about every other episode, I'd be talking about the wonderful day, but leave it to the Halloween episode for me to describe what a nightmare of an evening I've had since work. We got rid of a couple of goats, male goats, which thank God that we did. They are the escape artists. They're a thorn in my side and cause neighbors to come banging on the door because they escaped from the pasture. So we finally got them riled up, put in the one of them was in the big dog kennel that we have, you know, one of those huge, humongous dog kennel things that can run around in. So we had one in there, and I had to go retrieve the other one from the pasture after I got off work. Thought, okay, no big deal. Could be a little bit of a pain in the butt. Well, tack on to the fact that I ran 3 miles today. That kind of wore me out a little bit. So I was already a little low on the energy. And I had to get this butthead of a goat and tackle him, and it just took everything out of me. But I finally got him in the kennel, and I'm inside, and I'm like, okay, this lady's supposed to show up to get the goats, and so I'm just kind of waiting on her. Kim wasn't here. She took Tanner elsewhere. He had a play rehearsal thing to do, so it was just Rachel. And I go out there, and I'm asking Rachel. I asked her to fill up the bucket full of water, you know, like a sweetheart, she did. And I went back out there to check on her, and I saw her in the backyard, and she had this funny look on her face, like she had done something, you know, something happened. And I look over, and I see the dumb goat out in the backyard eating on crap. And I was like, what happened? And she said that she went in there and he accidentally got out. So of course I yelled at her, apologized later because I was a little upset at the moment. But nonetheless, chased him around again. The lady finally showed up. We did get the goats in. So everything was cool there. And I thought, great, I'm going to go take a shower now, get the probably have poison ivy on me from wrestling with the goat. And, you know, he wallers in the craft all the time. So I'm like, fine, I can settle down, take a shower, I'll be good. Well, my wife texts me, Kim texts me, and she says, car battery's dead. I need you to come jump it for me.
Son good, golly.
All right. Get the clothes back on. About to get in the shower, but I hadn't gotten in yet. So get the clothes back on, drive over, clear over across Westfield to where she was, jumped the car, got that going, got some dog food on the way. I thought, all right, finally headed home, you know, whatever. Going to be a fine evening. So I come in the door. Actually, I went upstairs to go take the shower and realized there wasn't any hot water. I already know what this means. We've dealt with it before. Pretty sure there's a thermostat that's out. But my happy ass gets to go down in the basement, which is more like a cellar that's really hard to get to in our house. So I had to crawl through the cellar, go press the reset on the switch that was popped. Basically, thermostat doesn't work, so water heater doesn't know when to shut off. So the water starts getting like 400 degrees, and then eventually it triggers the safety switch, which is the circuit breaker. So I had to go down there and push that button, walk my happy ass back up out of there, come inside, walk through the kitchen, and I realized the dog got in the trash while I was gone to jump my wife's car. So I got to clean that up. After that, finally settled down a bit, got my pajamas on, just said to hell with the rest of the night, tidied up the kitchen a little bit, and I'm in here. So hopefully the rest of the night's going to be pretty cool. Looking forward to a good show as usual. Sorry my intro is so long, and that's it.
No, that's great. You know, it's funny, I'm sitting there laughing the whole time you're rehashing everything, because it's funny how we have those days where, you know, we're going to have days where things go to hell. That ain't no sweat. That's life. But then there are some days where you just have so much going to hell at one time where you just kind of stop and start looking
yeah.
around and see if there's a film crew, you know, where it's all planted.
Right.
And
yeah,
I've been there, done that. And but the good news is when everything settles down and everything, you're able to get on there and actually make light of it despite all the mayhem that was going on. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Hopefully you got all your bad stuff out of the way in one day, and the rest of the week will be pretty mellow, you know? But
yeah,
yeah,
if I were you, I wouldn't stand too close because lightning might be striking pretty soon around me. So y'all might want to stand back a bit.
Yeah, the bad luck is following you around, you know? The old black cloud.
Hey Dave.
Well, hopefully.
It sounds like
he
it sounds like he could have had a whole episode of America's Funniest Home Videos with
yeah,
the way his Dave went.
And goats were involved, which made it even better. Anytime you can get a goat in there, things get
That's
better.
That's like Dragnet, the movie.
Yeah.
It's like Dragnet. Thank God it's Friday.
But, Tim, we appreciate you joining us this evening. Hopefully we can supply a couple
laughs.
We love
you, Tim. We
love you,
Tim.
For you. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to head south, further south than where I am with another one of our panelists this evening. We're going to go down to Ravenel. I actually remembered that instead of just saying Charleston area. I remembered Ravenel this time around. Look at me go. I didn't write it on my hand either, and I didn't do the little quarterback wristband thing. So, yeah, I actually remembered Ravenel. Feeling pretty good about it. The Amazing Velvet, how are you doing, Steven, sir?
Hey, Velvet, wake up, buddy.
Hey, Velvet.
Wake up, buddy. Velvet, wake up, buddy.
We're live, pal. It looks like we lost
Kick
our
out, Velvet.
Velvet. Okay. Well, chances are. Well, what do we got to give him, Stroh, a 10 count before he's counted out?
Is this Friday the 13th or something? What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Not here.
I was actually, it's funny, I'm sitting here looking behind me, like, make sure there ain't something standing behind me, you know, it's so far.
maybe I should yell like Sloth from Goonies. Hey, Velvet! Nope,
yeah. So, when Velvet decides to get hold of us again, we'll click him back in. Everything will be groovy. Hopefully everything's going all right. So I'm going to head back up to my neck of the woods and talk to my longtime friend and brother, Papa Stroh. What is going on?
Excuse me, let me take a couple puffs of the cigar.
Listen, Bart.
Oh, sorry, that was a movie. But how you doing? Great to be here.
It's great to have you. And for those
happy
of y'all listening to
Halloween,
the show,
everybody.
I actually thought Stroh was Todd earlier, so I was calling him Todd the whole time and found out it was Stroh because I had my numbers mixed up. But that's what happens when you hit
him. Supernatural.
That's right. So Stroh is our stand-in Todd for this evening because my anchor man Todd has been abducted, or worse, by some of Dr. John's aliens, apparently. So, waiting to hear a call.
Would you like
him
to try some of my dish this evening? I just made filet a la quiche.
Getting all French with it. But, hopefully Todd's doing all right. If I've got a hunch, he's probably in the recliner with, I would say, probably 3 to 4 inches of drool cruising down the side of his face right now. But in the event that he does one of those atomic snores and wakes himself up, I'm sure he will join us this evening. So,
I will say that I looked through my inbox from work when I got on there, and that dude had sent an email, and it wasn't, now I think it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. And he was in the office, which meant I don't know whatever time he had to get up to go to the office, you know. But he sent an email at 5 in the morning. So you do the math at how long that dude's been up.
I will file that right up against you running 3 miles a day. It's your own damn fault.
Yeah.
Unless the cops are chasing you, it's your own damn fault. I've often said I got a better chance of fighting a bear than I do running from one. I'm one of those guys that gets probably a good 25, 30 feet that I'm, you know, grabbing my hips and staring at the ground type thing. So that's if my knees stay that long. But nevertheless, tonight we are doing our Halloween special. And what is our Halloween special, you ask? Well, that is when we get on here and share some good Halloween stories, memories, good times, because I don't know about you guys, but Halloween is one of my favorite holidays because it's all about having a good time. There's no real rules of engagement. There's no connection to it, you know, pomp and circumstance and that kind of stuff that goes to it, say, like Easter or Christmas or, you know, Valentine's Day, that kind of jazz where, oh, hell, I got to go out and get a card. I got to get roses. I got to get this. Halloween's just one of those damn things where if you decide to hand out candy and you look around and you don't have candy, just go get all this change out of the ashtray in your car and just hand coins out to kids. You know, fry some bacon, put some bacon in their pumpkins. Do whatever it takes. Halloween is just a great holiday altogether because there are no rules attached to it.
Tweet.
Damn right. Oh, before we start on the Halloween episode, I've got to shout real quickly because I know we'll get in it and I'll totally forget. Tomorrow, my young grandson will be turning, here it goes, either 8 or 9 years old. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
But he will be having a birthday regardless of his age. And I'm sure I'll catch hell for not remembering the exact age, but I know it's somewhere between 8 and 9, and I hope that he enjoys the birthday. I hope he enjoys the WWE action figures that he's getting in the mail from his grandparents. Unfortunately, there are no Stro figures being made yet, Stro, or else I would certainly send him one of those. But
well,
he'd rather...
I should say that, because that may be happening in the not-so-distant future. I'm in talks right now, so I'll definitely keep you guys informed.
For real, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
Oh, wow. How cool is that going to be?
Oh, yeah, so... recent developments have happened last week or so, so, you know, we'll see. But I'll keep you informed how it goes.
Cool, man. Yeah, let us know. That'd be cool as
absolutely.
Hell.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, just one more thing you can check off the list, you know what I mean? So,
Hopefully it'll work out, so.
And then that way I could send my fantastic grandson a Stro figure instead of a damn AJ Styles. Jesus, come on, man.
I'm flattered with the AJ Styles comparison, though. I'm pretty honored.
God. When we ordered this stuff, and they had a Ric Flair one, and, you know, Dale's like, well, I don't know if he likes Ric Flair. And I just stopped, and I was like, excuse me? Did you just say that he doesn't like, that he might not like Ric Flair? You know, if he's my grandkid, it should be genetic. So let's move along with this here. But, yeah, he got AJ Styles and, God, I can't remember. Seth Rollins was the other one. Pardon me for my lack of excitement. But I guess that's the old school in me. Nevertheless, I hope he has a fantastic birthday. He's a fine young man, great grandson, and hoping nothing but the best for him. So, with all that being said, enough about my lineage. Moving on to this evening's festivities. So, Halloween stories. Halloween, what's the word I'm looking for? Halloween, damn, I had written 4 books and published 3 of them, and I have no word. Where's my damn thesaurus at so I can find me another word? Nevertheless.
Memories?
Like I said, I was totally blank. I think it's because of the change in beer, perhaps, that's got me off. As a matter of fact, I am not drinking my favorite beer with a blue ribbon on it tonight because they were out. Can you imagine the devastation when you make the special trip to go get your favorite malt beverage and it's out? Mm. I mean, talk about gut punch. So what I did is I fell back. When all else fails, sometimes you have to punt. And I settled for a 12-pack of, get ready for this, Miller High Life, the old Champagne of beers, not the sad Miller Light. Mm. The good old-fashioned put hair on your chest Miller High Life. And though I'm missing my Pabst tonight, it's still a good, cheap, old, harsh-ass beer, and I like it. So, yeah, perhaps that's why I have no memory tonight, because I'm drinking a different brew.
Is it Natural Light? Natty Light? That's what we used to drink in college.
Now back in the day when Natural Light came out, I used to drink that stuff about a gallon, but... That's another one. You could drink a case of that stuff and still do your taxes. I want something that's going to make my fingers tingle. I want something that's going to make my throat burn when I drink it. I want something that's going to make me try to forget all the turd things that have happened since the last time I got intoxicated. So... Yeah, I mean, this Miller High Life ain't bad.
I'll jump in real quick and tell you there's a place, and no, I'm not going to try to rattle off any of the names because I don't remember them. But there's a place, not a chain or anything. It's in old downtown Noblesville, so like Noblesville proper, which none of you know Noblesville, but it's basically, I can't say small, but it's a used to be a small town way, way back in the day, and it's, of course, ballooned out because it's a major of the term I want to use. You know, not right in the Indianapolis proper, but good God, I don't know, one of your outerlying cities. But anyway, there's a place down there where I went with my wife once, and they had, it was a bar, but it was kind of a restaurant too, but it was mainly a bar. I think it might have been a microbrewery. In fact, that makes sense. So they had like a bajillion different beers, and they would always give, what is it, the EBA or something like that. It's kind of like the alcohol content, you know. And yeah. I found one time, because you were talking about, you know, I don't want to have to drink a case of this crap. I want to feel it, you know, and I want to feel it quick. And they had one that was like, I'm thinking 15%, and it was hysterical, because if anyone ever figured out how to make beer basically taste like you are having a vodka drink or something, it was those people. I was drinking beer, but I mean, it like, it stung you. It stung going down. It was like, wow, that is pretty intense. But anyway, I wanted to share my story there real quick. Okay, go ahead.
Does Tim talk when I'm not on the show? Because he doesn't talk when I'm on the show.
Velvet's here. All right, I'll see you guys.
And Velvet, the amazing Velvet, is back with us. So he had to get the last 5 minutes of that Turkish prison midget porn flick he was watching.
Yeah, hey, listen, I can't miss out on the money shot, dude. Come on.
Keep your hands to yourself, young man. That's all I'm going to ask.
Well,
yeah, it's
utterly,
like Georgia salad.
Listen, they're utterly smooth right now. Yeah,
do you have Todd there watching with you, or are you watching it alone?
It was FaceTime. What are you talking about?
Hey.
He saw everything. Hey.
Todd must be taking it to the next level, where it's a Turkish prison midget. Perhaps that's where your goats ran off to, Tim.
Man.
I made some great chicken korma for you all. Would you like to try a piece?
If anybody ever asks you if you've watched a porn flick with a goat in it, just answer, nah.
Nah.
All right.
Todd
hopefully
can't
my
do that.
Mom is not listening. Yes.
Oh boy.
She would not be
Uh-oh.
Proud of her first game tonight.
Hi, Mom. Sorry.
Nevertheless.
Mom,
we
are. Is your name Martha, like Superman and Batman's mom? Martha.
Holy crap.
We are off to a fine start tonight.
Batman.
Stop it, Martha.
Outstanding.
You're embarrassing me.
You know, it's funny. You know, Tim, you were speaking on the beer thing. Years ago, when Ice House first came out, and to explain, Ice House back in the day was the first 5.9 alcohol, because I think Budweiser was at a 4.6, and Budweiser, without going into your malt liquors, you know, like your Bull and that kind of stuff, Colt 45, it was the strongest Pilsner beer on the market, and it was something new. So, of course, back in those days when I was managing a building, and of course, Velvet could verify, there used to be something called the Beer Fairy. And, you know, there was the Chip Fairy. There was the Little Debbie Fairy. There was the Bread Fairy. And a lot of times these fairies, if they needed something from you, they would do you a solid. You do them a solid. Well, anyhow, the Miller guy said, hey, Atwell, we got this new beer. It's a 5.9 called Ice House. Need you and your boys to try it out for us. I says, not a problem. Here are the keys to the car, right? So he put 4 cases of Ice House in the back of my car. Now, my crowd were all...
That was just a Saturday night for me and my buddy.
Yeah. See, I was a Budweiser drinker. Budweiser and Natural Light were my two go-tos back in those days.
Nice.
A lot of them were Natural Light drinkers, that kind of stuff. Coors Light was another one they drank all the time. But nevertheless, Coors Light, you almost have to drink in the men's room because you piss while you're drinking it.
When you said ice house, I thought of you farted an ice hoe from Roman Maroney from Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah. So we bring this ice house to my place, right? Me and my roommate's place. Well, one of the guys had a girlfriend who managed the movie theater that was right down the street from our
place. Wow, connection.
Don't even connect.
You're connected. Right on.
Yeah. And he said, hey, man, she said they got too much popcorn for us to come down and get some popcorn. So we're like, hell yeah, man, popcorn and beer.
Yeah.
So we drive down there. This chick has got a 30-gallon trash bag full of buttered popcorn, right? 30 freaking gallons damn popcorn. Nevertheless, so you can already see where things are going.
Said,
4K size house.
I would have said, will you marry me?
30 gallons.
Yeah,
right. What else?
But I would have said, will you marry me?
Yeah, no kidding.
Nah.
I married her on the spot for that. So a couple.
If it weren't for that lazy eye she had, okay.
Yeah, and all four teeth. But
go ahead. Sorry.
Football field from the movie theater is an AutoZone. So one of the guys had a great idea of going and buying two of those oil funnels. You know, those long red oil funnels?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So we went to AutoZone and bought that. So we drove
back to
me and my roommate's place. Yeah.
Oil funnels.
And we convinced that eating this popcorn and taking Ice House and bong in the ice house. The next morning, it was like Jonestown. You thought you'd seen some bodies after Jim Jones got done with the Kool-Aid. There were bodies. There were guys stuck in the toilet. I mean, there was cans everywhere. There was barf all over the place. My dog, she was like just walking around the living room with this look on her face like, what in the hell happened here? My roommate anywhere. My roommate was
Don't ever yell at me again for getting in the trash because this is effed up.
Yeah. How am I supposed to piss on the carpets with all these people laying around?
Right?
It was a total disaster. So, of course, now, you know, you don't see ice house isn't as prevalent, and they've got stuff out there now that'll knock you on your ass faster than that. But, yeah, whenever somebody gets to talking about the high alcohol content, I always go back to that dark day back in 1993 when there was like a total damn genocide going on in my house.
Let me tell you something about Ice House. We got to drinking that stuff. It got to where we could drink a 12. I could drink a 12-pack. My buddy could drink a 12-pack by ourselves. Go, what do you want now? I don't know. Go get more. So it became, I'm not proud of it, but we would drink the bar clean. Five of us would drink the bar clean of all the Ice House.
Mm.
Just five of us. They're like, holy.
That is Fargan.
What are you doing? So we got so good at it that we decided we're going to drink the sister beer too, which was Southpaw, which was really good except for one problem.
Absolutely.
It was only a 5.0, okay, but it was a creeper beer. You could drink 8-9 of them, feel fine, go to the bathroom, come back. Next thing you know, you're like, holy shit, what just happened?
Yeah.
It'll creep up on you. Yeah, and it was less alcohol content, but it was like, let me get you. Come here, let me talk to you for a minute. But, man, we could drink that ice house like water. Me and my buddy Greg,
My wife hated it. We drink 3, 4, 24s in the morning after work, getting off at 7 a.m., sit in the house, drink, talk some shit, and go, oh, damn, it's what time? Hey, man, you need to go home because we both got to work tonight. We need to get some rest. and then one time I got caught. Well, I didn't get caught, but I had a guy that liked to, my assistant manager liked to call out all the time, or he's sick. He was sickly all the time. So we're out drinking. It's 2, 3 in the morning. We're still hammering, you know, whatever we're doing. He called me, goes, hey, I don't feel good. I got to go home. I said, you son of a bitch. So I'm roasted. I've been drinking since like 9 o'clock. I am roasted. So I said, fuck it. I'll go to the store. I got a shirt in the car. I drive to the store, put a shirt on, said, fuck you, get out of here. So I said, y'all finish your job. I'm not helping y'all. They're like, what are you doing here? Oh, dude, you smell like a brewery. I said, by the time they walk in the door, they'll never know I've been drinking. He goes, how you do that? I said, watch. And I stood there for about 10 minutes, and then I came back and said, and I called him back up front, and he goes, hey, what's going on? I said, we need to make sure this is done, this is done, this is done. He's like, wait a minute. You were just the wall was holding you up. I said, I had one cup of coffee, and I said, I'm good. He goes, there ain't no damn way in hell. He goes, and you don't smell like beer anymore. I said, because I'm professional. I'm a professional alcoholic. Thank you very much.
Fascinating.
There was something about
that's
the grocery.
That's what I wanted to
do. Fascinating.
Yeah, grocery kill you. That's why I came up with a new game. You know, they call here's the funny thing. Professional wrestling is sports entertainment, but the World Poker Tour is a sport. Make it a sport where somebody comes with a kendo stick or a folding chair and knocks the shit out of somebody when they're trying to bet. And that's a sport.
Yeah, like okay? Full contact golf.
Right.
The football team tackles the golfer. That's great.
But right. So here I came up with the World Professional Drinking Tour. 5 tours. You start drinking and you place bets. But you don't get to choose the drinks. There's a bartender. And every time they stick something up in front of you, A, you got to guess what it is, and B, on a bet, and the next bet is, you know, can you finish it or not? And the round goes until there's only one person left sitting on the stool, and everybody else is on the floor.
If you got some sweats, it's on, baby. Get some sweats.
That's right.
Hey, do you guys have red dogs?
Get that slit from all growing
up.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
red
dog.
When I was in a fraternity, we would have the activation going when you're in the fraternity. So of course the active brothers are going to get liquored up while we're putting the pledges through. I mean, how else are you going to do it? So I can remember one year in particular, they had a sale. The liquor store had a sale on Red Dog, and you know, as college kids, most of us were broke. Not all of us were broke. And you had a couple of kids that were, you know, over 21. So they'd take our money, run the liquor store, and we had, I mean, it was like we could have had our own damn alcohol store, well, had we not drunk it, of course, but the cases of Red Dog that stacked up to the wall, I mean, we were each buying our own case of Red Dog, and I know we didn't stop there. I mean, I don't know, but it's an all-night thing, so, I mean, it was just insane. But the Red Dog, I remember just drinking that one right after the other two.
Woof, woof. Red Dog had bottle caps. That had saying on the bottom of the bottle cap. And I remember opening one, and the bottle cap said on the bottom of it, it said, why are you reading this?
I remember those.
Mickey's malt liquor had them under the cap.
Yeah.
It had the wide mouth. It was a wide mouth, and it was like teasers, you had to figure out what it was. You know, they have little things on there. You have to figure out what they're saying. But since we're talking about beer, let's just talk about domestic beer. What do you think is the worst beer that you've ever had or ever drank?
Oh, God. Well, for me, there's several criteria you have to look at. For one, no, is it a beer you can
all.
Drink? Yeah,
no.
Yeah, because
the
some
beer that you drank and you went, why am I drinking this?
You know, there is an old malt liquor called Crazy Horse. Actually,
yep.
No, I won't even besmirch Crazy Horse.
Okay.
I am going to say King Cobra.
Gross.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
King
I wouldn't
Cobra
even drink it. I smelled the bottle. I smelled the bottle.
King
hell
Cobra,
no.
Baby. King Cobra, baby.
Funny story about King Cobra. Now, Stro, I will not mention this gentleman's name because he went to high school and played ball with us and everything. So you would know him if
okay.
I mentioned the name. But I will leave
right.
him safely anonymous. And when I was all working right. at the Food Lion on Western Boulevard back in '88, and I was stocking shelves, is what I was, and he was in there, and says, can you give me a ride home? And I says, well, where do you live? And he says, I live in Silverdale. And, you know, as Stro will attest to, Silverdale from Western Boulevard might as well be Connecticut, you know. It's not that far, but the drive there, you know how they say the shortest distance between two points is a straight line? Well, when you're going to Silverdale, it's no mm-hmm. such thing. There is not one straight path of road heading to that little town. Nevertheless, I told him, I said, yeah. He goes, man, I'll buy you some beer. So, 18-year-old kid, I'm like, yeah, sounds good. You know, right on. So, he puts, you know, buys the beer, puts it in a brown paper bag, sets it in the back seat of my car. I drive him all the way out there to Silverdale in the middle of where I don't belong for certain demographic reasons. Drop them off, park tires, get the hell out of there, right? So I get home, and I take the bag, because I'm still living with my folks at the time. My dad was overseas, and my mom, you know, was there. So I slip the beer into my bedroom, put it in the closet. So... next day or that weekend comes up and I put the stuff in the freezer to get it cold while mom was gone. Before she comes home, I get it out, I put it in a cooler, I put it back in my bedroom, right? So I had an Atari in my bedroom. So I'm sitting in there playing Atari, drinking these King Cobras.
Yeah.
In my bedroom, right? So eventually, my robust 130-pound ass can't see straight, right? And I go into the bathroom upstairs. It's only a couple staggering steps from my bedroom there. And I just, I threw up all over the place, right? And so, of course, it was one of those ones, and I'm sure everybody who drinks has done this before, where you're totally shit-faced, and then something happens, and you're instantly sober.
Oh, yeah.
I had one of those sobriety moments where I had such violent barfs that it just kind of like all of a sudden I was, you know, like ready to do guest speaking or something. So my mother's thumping on the door. And if you've ever met my mom is probably one of the most fantastic people you ever meet in your life.
Till then.
Yeah,
she must be
fact,
listening.
If I have to say something negative about my mom is that I'll say she's too fantastic. That's how good of a person she is. So she's up there doing a mom thing, beating on the door. David, open the door. Are you okay? I hear you throwing up in there. Are you all right? And I'm going, I'm fine. And I remember saying, Jesus, I don't remember eating that. And she started beating on the door again. And she says, come on out. And me, I didn't want her coming in there and, you know, So I flushed that toilet. Yeah, I flushed that toilet a couple hundred times, right?
Did I do that?
But finally, the knocking stopped, right? And I'm like, okay, the knocking stopped. She must have bought my stomach flu story. I'm good. Let me clean off my face and get the hell out of here. Clean my face off, open that door, and there she is, all 5'2" of her, with her hands on her hips. She says, I smell something. So according to my infant wisdom, I told her I farted, right?
You're, okay, this is getting better. This is getting better.
So she points to her right-hand side there in the hallway. So I crane my head around the damn door jamb.
Slap shit out of you.
And there were four empty 16-ounce cans of King Cobra that she had pulled out of my room.
Oh,
and
damn.
Had neatly stacked right there in the hallway. And she says, where did you get these from? And, I mean, wasn't going to sell the guy out. I just said, guy at work got them for me. And she just looked at me. She says, how many times I told you, if you want to drink something, I will get it for you, and you can drink it at the house. And I says, well, I did drink this at the house. She goes, David, you will not be drinking malt liquor in my house. So I guess had it been anything
I would wait
else,
for her to say, she had that
clear
hand out ready to slap you.
Malt liquor, baby. Look out, baby.
Yeah, didn't want me drinking malt liquor in the house. So, yeah, that King Cobra is vile. That is
more than vile. What are you talking about?
You're better off drinking vinegar and Listerine mix than what you are drinking King Cobra.
Wow.
Listerine. I tell you what I don't like is that Rolling Crotch. I mean, Rolling Rock.
No,
awful.
I wouldn't like Roman's
God,
crotch either.
Roman's crotch? Yeah. That's
I
nasty, and Heineken is nasty. Go ahead.
Heineken
is
nasty.
I got one for you. And actually, I started, and this one's probably one of your nicer beers, I guess. I don't know. But I had one night where I really liked it. I thought, man, this ain't bad. This is a pretty good twist on beer. And I mean, I don't think I got sick or anything. I had plenty of it, probably enough, you know, whatever. But after that one night, the next time I tried drinking, it was like, oh, my God, this stuff is crap. And it was Sam Adams Cherry Wheat Beer.
Oh, my God.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think I had already something else before consuming is probably what happened. I'm sure that I was already pretty on my way to being liquored up. And someone handed me, you know, some cherry wheat. I'm like, oh, this shit's good, you know, and I plowed through a six-pack. I don't know. But the next time I had it, not having it. No more.
That's like that malt liquor called Hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was worse than King Cobra. Go ahead. Wait a minute. We haven't heard from Papa Stroh. Come on, Papa Stroh. Give us one.
What do you need?
Give us something nasty. Nasty drink.
I know
nasty
you have
beer.
Got
nasty
to have
drink. Nasty drink. Oh, God.
Nasty beer.
Drink.
Nasty. Go for it.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just battle
yeah.
off any non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, Jesus. I don't – this is – I know Jaeger used to get me sick as a dog. But, one drink that would, like, it messed me all up, I ain't gonna lie. And I had no idea it was going to be this rough, right? Because I was in the islands, right, in the Caribbean, doing the wrestling tour. And I got a hold of something called Coco Locos. And there's, like, an alcoholic drink inside of a coconut, right? And you only can drink one or two because the alcohol level is so potent, right? So I drank one. And I planned on drinking another one, but I got to getting so messed up to the point where we're on a boat, right? And I kept wanting to dive off the boat so bad. And people were like restraining me, trying to keep me from diving off the boat. And I was like, look at the pretty
that's
water.
Fun.
I want to dive. Oh, I was all messed up, man. But Coca Locos, man, don't That's nothing to play with, trust me.
Oh, he said island. He's an island boy.
I thought it was an island boy that night. Oh my god!
Was your hair sticking straight up, and you had them grills in?
You had a grass skirt. I would have done a hula dance that night. That was all messed up.
Just out of curiosity,
one thing that got me messed up, really got me messed up, was tequila. Actually, years back. This was back when I was lifeguarding. And we had this big lifeguard party, right? And someone brought out a bottle of tequila, and we were passing it around. Next day, tequila, you can't acquire a taste for it. It's kind of its own unique, right?
Correct.
So the next day, we're all laying in the street. No joke. And I'm sitting laying next to this trash can. I don't know how the heck I ended up there. But I swore that ever since then, I swore now that I've never tried tequila ever again because it messed me all up, man. Oh, my God.
I hear you. I'm there with you. I had a bad episode of tequila, too. I was with a friend of mine in college on the back step of their house. We had the little bottle of lemon juice. We had the salt shaker and a shot glass and a bottle of tequila. We passed it back and forth as a fifth, and I never puked so much in my life that night. I puked hardcore, and ever since then, I can't touch the stuff. I'll throw up. If I smell it, I'll throw up.
Oh, I'm with you. Same here.
Yeah.
That's Jameson for me. If I smell Jameson, I'm going to hurl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That and gin.
But
gin
the bumpy? Yeah, man, you got to have some bumpy.
You guys remember El Toro tequila? It had the sombrero lid.
No, I don't
remember
that.
Back in the day, it was like $5 for a fifth of it. I know you got to remember this was the late 80s, early 90s, but it was like $5 for a fifth, and it had a little red sombrero for a lid. That stuff right there, we would take a knife and stab a watermelon and cut a hole out and would take a bottle of that shit and turn it upside down and just let it sit and let that whole thing throughout the afternoon just kind of work its way into that watermelon. And, I mean, tore up. Oh, God. It was...
Hey, guess what?
And that was some...
Go ahead.
That was some awful shit. That was hard drinking,
El Toro Silver and El Toro Gold. It's now $10.99.
No kidding.
I found it.
You can actually crank a chainsaw with that stuff. It is,
dude. I'm telling you, I made my go kart with Everclear, and it caught on fire while I'm riding, and I had to bail.
Oh crap. Oh, crap.
It was bad, dude.
Yeah, Everclear.
I never drank Everclear. Forget that. I didn't drink that. No, sir.
So, if we go walking into a wrestling locker room, and let's say Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Ole Anderson, and Bobby the Brain Heenan is sitting in there, and they tell us to go make a beer run. What kind of beer do we buy?
Nothing. Bobby will be small up.
Sky's the limit, man. Oh, my God. It's the party with all those guys in there.
It's going to be Miller Lite. It's going to be Miller Lite or regular Budweiser.
Oh, yeah. At least.
That's probably. Or what you were drinking earlier, highlight the champagne of beers.
Those guys.
Budweiser and High Life, I think. How's that? That's what I would think.
I figured
it's a party with those guys in there.
I've seen Flair drink whatever. The rest of them is a crapshoot. I think Bobby DeBrain, he was more of a liquor drinker than beer.
I could picture that.
Flair got my buddy drunk one night because he made a bet to see. My buddy was dumb enough to bet against Flair to see who can get drunk first. And next thing you know, he's wasted. Flair's on the dance floor, dancing like Ric Flair. You know, he don't dance like normal people do. He dances like Ric Flair, you know. And I'm helping my buddy back to his room. I said, man, that old man got me drunk. I try to tell you, this ain't his first rodeo, man. He's
right?
Dumb, man. I'm stupid. Stupid.
Well, I still have something that Hector Guerrero and I still talk about is drinking. He goes, you don't drink no more, right? And I go, hell no, I can't. And I'm not going to. I said, even if I got an okay that I can drink, I ain't doing it. It's not happening. And I... Yeah, hanging out with him was rough until I actually outdrank him. And he was like, he woke up the next day, he goes, we will never talk about this chicken. He goes, but then he comes up and hugs me. He hugs me, right? He goes, I love you, brother. He goes, you outdrank a Guerrero. He goes, kudos to you. Now get the hell out of my way.
Bill, but I got to tell you a funny story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I think this delay makes me, like, cut people off. But anyway, so when I was in I think it was one of my last years college. Of course, I was only there for two. For good God's sake, Tim. I can't remember if it was the last year I was there or if we went back for some, you know, party or whatever. But I had this fraternity brother. I'm not going to name any names or anything like that. But I had this fraternity brother who was known for he could basically drink anybody under the table. I mean, he was the last one, and he wasn't. I need to clarify, he didn't go to school with us. He was an alumni. So he was probably about maybe 3 or 4 years older than me. And so, but he would come back, you know, he was one of the founders of that chapter. And so they would come back and party with us. And he had the same glass. It was this big, it wasn't a stein. I don't really know what you'd call it. It was like a goblet almost or something, but it was oversized. And you never saw him without it, and it always was filled with some kind of beer. I don't know what beer he drank, but he would just constantly be at it for the entire evening into the day, you know, whatever. I mean, nobody ever knows when he passed out because he was the last one standing. Well, one night, and I'm glad I'm seeing some Todd's not here, there might have been some extracurricular things being consumed. Yeah, there might have been some other things that might prevent people from going to sleep that could have been taken. I'm not going to say anything else besides that, but he didn't know
Adderall.
At the time. So he's there, and he's drinking, you know, up a storm. He has no idea what everybody else is doing. And there were about three of us that were on kind of a different beat. We're following the beat of a different drum. And we had quit drinking, you know, probably like an hour and a half before this guy. But we had giggles going on, you know, and we're just kind of like just enjoying the vibe, whatever, just laughing and everything. And he has no idea. And it gets to be about, I'm thinking maybe 5 in the morning, and this dude gets wobbly. And he's kind of looking at us, and he finally says, why aren't you guys fucked up?
Oh, my God.
We ended up catching him, and he stumbled back to his truck, and it was like all he could do. He slept in. He didn't drive anywhere. But it was like all he could do, you know, and he was trying so hard because he thought the rest of us, by the time, you know, he never basically caught on that we had stopped drinking and we were doing something different, you know. So he thinks that we're all just kind of there drinking and, you know, trying to outlast each other. And I'll be damned if we didn't, you know, just because of that, we ended up watching the dude basically come to the end of his road. So, I don't know, that was a pretty funny moment. I'm never going to forget that one. That was pretty cool. So, anyway.
I don't know if you guys ever played, and somehow or another we got to attach it to Halloween, so I'm going to say this is a good Halloween beer drinking game. But there's a game that we used to play called Kings. Don't know if y'all ever played it or not. You take two decks of cards and an old Hardy's Moose Cup. Okay?
Oh.
So the more people you have playing, the more chaotic and destructive it's going to get. And that's what makes it so good. So what you do is you take these two decks of cards and you shuffle them up. And then you pass out the cards evenly. And if you draw, the first king, you give away a drink. So in other words, let's say I pull the first king. I say, okay, Velvet, take a drink. And then let's say Stro pulls the second one. Stro looks at Granny and says, Granny, take two drinks. Okay. Where it goes to hell is after you hit the fourth king and you give away four drinks, because the fifth king, you have to take a drink. All right? Now, the part that I left out is the part about the moose cup. Whenever you take a drink, whenever you pull a king, you take your designated amount of drinks, but then you have to pour one drink into the moose cup. All right? If you're that poor unlucky bastard who has the eighth king, you have to drink the moose cup.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, all this kind of shenanigans was going on with me in the late 80s, early 90s. Now that I'm a happily married man, I don't get into said activities. But back in those days, people were drinking, you know, you remember the old Bruce Willis Seagram's wine coolers? Everybody, the Seagram's golden wine cooler had those. You had people drinking Boone's Farm. You had people drinking all different kinds of beers. Then you had people drinking liquor. And if you can imagine drinking a moose cup with, you know, a shot of Goldschlager, some Jack Daniels, a couple splashes of three or four different beers, a peach wine cooler. And if you got that last king, it was pretty much the norm that you drank it and barfed on the spot. As a matter of fact, we used to keep buckets around sometimes, just, you know, waiting for somebody to hurl. And, that game was a blast. But, man, you want to talk about Fallout? I mean, there'd be bodies all over the damn place. But fun? Gosh, I used to laugh my hell playing that. Be shit-faced all the time. So Granny has been quiet, and for some reason, I think Granny's got more drinking stories than the rest of us do, and that's why she's
so
quiet.
No, I don't. No, I don't drink that much, guys. I don't drink that much. I mean, every once in a while, I'll have a nice glass of white Zinfandel wine, but I don't drink that much.
New world order.
Yeah, we know what happens at Granny's house. She goes up there, walks up the porch steps, and then she turns around and yells, "Can I get a big hell yeah?" And then two beer cans fly out of nowhere.
No, I don't even drink beer, guys. I'm not a beer drinker. I'm not a beer drinker, so I don't drink beer.
I'm not either. Would you like a Budweiser?
No, seriously, guys. I don't drink beer, so I've just been sitting here enjoying listening to your stories, you know.
That wine.
Give us our first beer.
Well, you know, when my aunt was alive, you know, God rest her soul, she would come to Arkansas to visit us from Kansas, and there was a restaurant over in Eureka Springs called the Bavarian Inn, and it was a combination of German and Czechoslovakian food. I mean, it was a really good restaurant, especially their German food was really, really good. And we would have a nice bottle of white Zinfandel wine that we had with our dinner. And they had this soup that was, I mean, it had some sort of sausage in it, and I don't remember what all in it, but it was a really good soup. And they had these little, they called them Bohemian dumplings that were just out of this world. And their Wiener Schnitzel was really good. They just had really good food. And I have not been there in such a long time, but we would go there, and that was her and my favorite restaurant to go to when she would come visit us, you know, in Arkansas. And I miss her. She's been gone about 8 years now. She was my dad's youngest sister, and I really miss her. And she actually came here and helped my mom and us, you know, help take care of my dad before he passed in 2004. And the sad thing was she was a registered nurse for over 40 years. And the day that my dad died, they basically fired her from her job, even though she had been on a leave of absence, you know, and they fired her the day that my dad died. And, you know, and it was just sad. I mean, you know, it was sad the way they treated her, what they did to her, you know, when she, I mean, it was sad. I mean, it was really sad. And you know, I just, you know, it's been a rough time, you know. So, I mean, my daddy bless his heart. He's been gone since 2004, you know, and I really, I mean, I know he's in a better place, but I really miss him. I mean, I really miss my daddy.
Yeah, it never gets easier.
Someone fall asleep?
No, my wife did. I was talking to somebody else, was making a text, and I was leaning a little close to her. He's over here sawing wood.
Let me tell you what happened to me one time. I a couple of people, they've been drinking, wanted me to like play cards with them, right? And I was getting ready to go play with them, and then I had to step out of the room, take a phone call or something. So I was detained for a bit, right? So it was a little while before I could get back to them, right? So after I got everything done, I was going back to the room to play cards with them, and then they're all like walking out of the room, all upset. I'm like, what's going on here, right? And I felt bad because, you know, I was detained, right? Because I was looking for them playing cards with them. And I get back to the table where they're playing cards. There's Dorothy sitting on the table with a bunch of cash on the table.
That's funny.
Just sitting there smiling. And I'm like, with all this cash? I'm like, oh, that's too much. I don't even know how the heck that happened, but well, I guess they played cards with her and she won. I don't know.
Well, so he took the whole pot. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Basically.
He had a. We hosted a poker party at our house. We had a buy-in.
Yeah.
It was really an illegal game, but I was broke as a joke, and wrestling wasn't doing so hot. So I ain't lying. I said, listen, y'all coming to play? And they said, yeah. We had a buy-in, and I bought my son in, my son Ryan. This kid, he's 8 years old at the time, right?
Oh, wow.
It's down to five of us. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. We started around 7. It's 2 a.m. My son's got $900 sitting in front of him. I went, he killing me. I said, I suck at poker. From midnight, no, actually from 11 o'clock till 4 a.m., every hour the house got a cut. That was a part of the stipulation. Whatever was in the pot at the time, we got like 20%.
Uh-huh.
So, because we were hosting, we fed them, we had beer and alcohol, we had the whole shebang, bang, you know. But at the end of the night, between my son and myself, we cleared about $2,200.
Good God.
I'm happy.
Wow.
Paid my bills for that, for what we were behind on. I'm like, shit, I'll do that again. My wife said, no, you're not.
Awesome.
Because that's when they started cracking down on all the poker parties.
So
I'm like, damn it. I'd get caught. See, I'm stupid. I would have gotten caught because I was a newbie to that crap. And I was like, hey, listen, I got away with one. I ain't doing another one. I just robbed your ass.
I got a little tangent to do based on poker.
Uh-oh.
And all I want to do is share. It's a lesson. That's what it'll be. It's a lesson to everyone,
okay.
All you youngsters out there, of something never to do. And I knew better. I don't know why. It doesn't involve alcohol at all. It's a flat out poker mishap. Something that you just flat out don't do. I don't know what I was thinking because I was younger. I was in my 20s and I probably was drunk. But you just still don't do it. So we used to have this thing called actually it's not that old, but I don't think it's around anymore. But there was the National Pub Poker League. You could play poker for free. You could find them in bars all over the place, and you'd get like a real big turnout because the idea was they're getting money, like they're basically helping out the bar because they're setting up there. So now the bar's got like 100 people. That it wasn't going to have in the first place, you know. So they're all there now buying drinks, buying food, you know, all that good stuff. So they benefit from that. And then so you don't have to buy anything. It's free. But you still get like a token or a T-shirt or something like that if you win. And there's also this point system, you know, I can go on and on, whatever. So I would play in that. Well, we're doing that one night, and a bunch of us, you know, we're drinking there at the bar, and we're out of the tournaments already, and we're like, I want to play some more poker. So we end up going back to this guy's house. I don't know any of these people. I mean, this stuff happens all the time. You know, you'd get a random group of guys and be like, want to play some poker? Yeah. All right, whose house are we going to? And, I mean, you just, you know, hopefully if you didn't have a serial killer with you and, you know, you were good. So one night we're doing this, and, you know, it's pretty late. It's like probably 2 in the morning or so, and we're doing just a few small tournaments, you know, like I think there were about 6 of us there. And right in the middle of the tournament, this guy ends up basically, he's to my left, and he raises the kitty. We're playing Texas Hold'em, okay? So he throws out, and he wins the pot because nobody calls him. And I think we'd already seen the flop, you know, maybe the turn card of the river too. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But whatever, he basically bought the pot so he could muck his cards. He doesn't have to show shit. So he mucks his cards, and we were playing on a glass table. And when he threw his cards in, for some reason, so dumb, for some reason, I went and I grabbed his cards, and I picked him up to look to see what he had. And then I tossed him in, and that dude called me out. He said, don't ever do that again. And, I mean, he, like, ripped me, and as soon as I did it, I was like, you dumbass. You don't ever do that. And I mean,
job,
I'm telling
buddy.
You what, that guy could have kicked my ass that night. And I mean, you know, I probably could have deserved it. We were playing for chump change, you know, we're talking like $10 buy-ins or something like that. So, and you know, I mean, everything was fine. We didn't get heated or anything, but he was ticked, and you know, just something you don't do. But I don't know, something about talking about poker and drinking and everything and late nights that reminded me of that. But don't ever do that, kids. Don't ever do that.
Hey, Tim. Tim.
Sir.
Tim, that's a great story, but I got one. I've never told a story before. And there's only a handful of us that know about it that live in this area. We went over. We had some weed. We had some alcohol. Went to this dude's house. He was talking about wanting to play poker. He was a bad gambler. And I don't know what he was on, but he's like, hey, come to the apartment, you know. We can hang out, get fucked up and all this stuff. I said, okay. So we go, and this was like, I was 17, 18 years old. We go, we're getting messed up, we're playing cards. This dude started inventing games to play, and he was still losing. Dude, this is the funny, right? This is where it gets funny. So I'm laying on the couch at this point. He had two couches, one on either wall, big space in the middle, TV on the wall. His old lady's on one couch. I'm on the other couch. We didn't say a word to one another. We just laughing at what's going on at the table. So this guy, he loses all his money. My buddy took his watch and his wallet. I mean, had it all. He goes, you know what, dude? He goes, hang on, man. It's 5 a.m. McDonald's is open. We'll go down, get some breakfast, bring it back to the house. and we'll talk about it. So he's like, all right. And the time they were gone to come back, the old lady jerked my pants off, did what she needed to do. By the time they opened the door, I had just got my pants back on. And we sat there like nothing ever happened. I'm like, and I'm looking to myself, dude, what did happen? What just happened? I have no idea.
Like, this is crazy, man.
Now, crazy. Doesn't that make everybody like, want to run out and play some poker right now?
Damn right. Hey, she wasn't bad looking. And I wasn't no looker at 17, 18. I had long hair, you know. I looked like a damn ruffian. A skinny ruffian, but I was skinny as hell.
That's awesome.
I don't know, man. Never told that story because if my buddies find out I told that, they'd be like, damn it. Because they were all trying to bone her, every one of them. Right? Between games, you know, going to the bathroom, they'd go sit with her so they could talk to her, and she didn't pay nobody no mind. I didn't say a word to her at all.
Yep, I that was always a strategy.
Maybe, yeah, that was my strategy. It worked.
No, I'm not lying, man. I worked, you know, I worked in a restaurant when I was young, too, and it was the same thing. And there'd be like a hot girl that would start, you know, like a hot bus girl or something that would start working, and everybody loses their shit. All of a sudden, men become like Stone Age again. They're getting their clubs out, you know, beating each other to get to her and climbing over shit and drooling and all this crap to talk to her. And it's like, man, could you dumbasses be any more obvious about it? And I wouldn't give them the time of day. I mean, I'd teach them, you know, whatever, but it's like, okay, hey, how are you? And I'm not lying, man. I mean, there would be times when it's like what's going through the girl's head is, wait a minute, all these people are drooling over me, but there's something wrong. Why isn't that guy drooling on me? And so,
yep,
you know,
right.
She's got to go and investigate a little bit further, and, you know, sometimes you just make that connection. So it is, man. It's a strategy.
It's
it
one of the best plays in the book. When everybody else, when you, as a matter of fact, I still to this day pull it from time to time. You got somebody, you could tell they're dressed all to the nines, got their hair teased up, and they're going to the Dollar General. Give me a break. Come on, man.
Right?
So, yeah.
Uh-uh, boy. So, I dressed up to go to the Dollar Tree. Get them right.
What you do for all of the other ones that are following around and doing the Chris Farley looking for the weight room, what you do?
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Aww.
Is you do it. Jerry is a pretty girl down there, Richard. I bet her boyfriend plays for the Yankees.
What's your favorite little rascal?
Alfalfa or Spanky. We're going to go to the old rub-a-tug.
Buddy Wackett.
Buddy Wackett, that's right. I forgot about that one.
Richard, hold me. But you just walk by them, and you just kind of do the nod. Like you're saying hello to your kindergarten teacher or something, and you just walk by and you go, how you doing? And just keep right on going about getting your Diet Dr. Pepper or something like that. That has got to be one of the most foolproof ways because, like you guys were alluding to, when you're standing in line with 100 other guys with, like Tim was saying, with the clubs on the shoulders and you're over there, and you're the one guy over there just nose to the damn desk doing what you're supposed to do, what is going on is what's wrong with that guy. There's something going on with that guy, and I need to know what it is.
Horseshack, I got a question.
Oh, bathroom's down the hall to the left.
Mr. Carter. Listen. Okay, then answer me this. Okay, that works. That's fine and dandy. But I met some stupid girls. I only went to one NBA game because my kids wanted to go when they were in college in the upstate of South Carolina. They were 30 minutes from Charlotte. They said, come on, we're going to see the Hornets and the Oklahoma Thunder. I said, okay, I'll go. So at one of the back sides of the arena where you overlook one of the goals, that, you know, that's right at you, and I'm standing, they got a little spot where everybody congregates, they can eat their food, they can drink their drink before they go to their seats and all that. And all these girls are wearing absolutely nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing.
Oh,
so
I hate it when that happens.
My kids go, oh, shit. My dad's going to walk over here and talk to these girls. I said, I just want to know how stupid they are. So I walk up and go, so how y'all doing? Oh, we're good. We're here to meet some NBA players. I said, okay. So who do y'all think's going to win the game? And this blonde chick looks at me and goes, basketball? I went, oh, shit, you're dumb as a box of rocks. Perfect. You're one and done tonight, honey. I was like, what the hell? I'm like, I'm just stood there, and my kids were, like, hanging on the wall like, I don't know this guy. I'm like, I went over there and said, y'all are dumb. I said, but they're really dumb. I said, holy crap. Anyway, I digress.
That's where it's at, though. You just maintain. Because I know over there at the store, you know, I'm over there working produce, and I'll get, you know, one that walks up, and she'll hit a, you know, can you tell me where the soup's at? Yes, ma'am. Go right down aisle 5. It's going to be all the way down on your right-hand side. And I just go back to putting out my fancy lettuce. Right.
What I used to do.
And a couple seconds later, here we go. Hey, I hate to bother you again, but can you tell me where the frozen lasagna's at? Well, yeah, it's right there in the frozen section, first thing on the right. Well, next thing you know, it's, can you tell me where bread's at? Yeah, it's the whole goddamn aisle. But I know what's going on because I'm not over there doing the old caveman routine. I'm just over there
being
smooth,
working.
Which means one of two things. It either means that I've got a line and I don't really need your help, or I'm gay. One of the two.
I used to have a dude that came in the store every single day and asked us where stuff was in the store. I said, one night it was late at night and I was the only manager. I said, look here, man. You come in this son of a bitch every day and you ask where the shit is in the store. You come in here every day for the last 5 years. You should know this store better than I do. I said, go find the damn thing. I was so mad. I was like, go find it.
We've got one in our
store.
You're
coming in every day.
I mean, the guy, yeah, he's in the building 2 or 3 times a day, but he'll still come up and he'll hit you up. If he's asking you for something like capers or, you know, coconut milk, okay, I'm reading you on that. But when he comes up, hey, buddy, where's the milk at? Well, it ain't going to be in produce. God damn it. Okay, what goes with milk?
See, me and the smartass, they go, walk down there.
Yeah. It's like, and not to mention there ain't the damn 36 foot of milk when you get there. And I'm going, now I know
yeah,
I just saw that
right?
guy taking a piss. And the milk is right by the bathrooms. How can you walk by 36 damn foot of milk and not realize that the milk's there? You know, perhaps the piss disoriented you or something, but, you know, come on, dude. God damn. Don't get me off on that, whatever you do.
Oh, I'm done with grocery. So, I can't care less.
With all that said, we are at just about the 20 after mark. And we have yet to touch on any type of Halloween stuff, which probably makes this one of the most remarkable Halloween episodes that we have done.
I tried to get Granny to bring one up. I tried. I said, Granny, tell us your best Halloween story. She wouldn't do it.
Well, then she'd have to go heel on us.
Well,
she would have to go
heel. I mean, I can give a Halloween story. I mean, you know, it wasn't on Halloween, but it ties in with Halloween.
Bring us back around full circle, Granny. Please tell us.
Well, you know, my mom and dad, you know, we lived at Holiday Island when we first moved to Arkansas back in 1988, and they had bought a double wide, and the property that it was on, they said at one time back in the day was an old Indian burial ground. And we were studying cards one night at our kitchen table, and my mom and dad had a ceiling fan in the living room.
Here we go.
And the only time that this ever happened, and this ties in to my dad's youngest sister again, because she was there visiting, and all of a sudden that chain on that fan starts swinging back and forth. To the point that it gets going so fast, it hits the light shades. Now, we could have other friends in the house, other company, other family members. That would never do that unless she was in the house. And that's the only time that it ever did that. Now, her and her roommate at one time, they lived in an old farmhouse somewhere up in Missouri. And it was near an old Civil War, you know, area, you know. And they would have radios come on in the middle of the night. They would have,
oh, my. Christine.
Doors would open, you know. And, I think the house, you know, they both thought that the house was haunted, you know, and I think it really was from listening to their stories.
Just like home.
So, you know, I could tell you stories about the Crescent Hotel over in Eureka Springs, because that hotel is supposed to be haunted.
Oh, like Psycho? Nice.
No, not Psycho, but you mentioned Psycho. I have to laugh. Well, it's not really funny, but at one time that was a hospital for cancer patients before it became a hotel.
Yikes.
And down in the area where the morgue was, they quit doing tours and stuff, but they kind of like got it. The tour's going back open again and stuff, but it used to be down where the morgue was. The doctor, they say he was like really crazy, and the walls were painted purple.
Uh-oh. Crazy doctors.
And they say that there are people buried in those walls down there where the morgue used to be.
Oh boy.
Mm-mm.
But I've seen some pretty interesting things in that hotel, you know, the times that I've been there and things. I remember substituting one time at the high school over there, and I had to show this video tape, and it was called Tales and Legends of the Ozarks, and part of the hotel was part of that video tape.
I was expecting to say The Ring. I was like, oh, boy.
But they had a guy that had a heating and air conditioning business, and in the off season he would be up, you know, doing some work on the hotel and stuff, and the phone would ring at the switchboard, and there'd be nobody on the other end, and they'd go down to where the phone was ringing, and the receiver would be off the hook. Would be sitting, you know, just. And radios would come on. There was a couple one night that checked in really late. It was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They checked in and they were both tired and they were in bed. And all of a sudden they saw this shadow of this figure of this person walk by the foot of their bed, and the bathroom door opened, the door shut, and the bathroom light came on. And they got up and opened the bathroom door, and there was nobody in the bathroom, but somebody had turned on the light.
Poltergeist.
So needless to say, they checked Carol out. They said, we'll sign whatever we have to sign. And it was also a girls' school at one time. I mean, people have seen images of, like, a young girl, like, in a school uniform coming down the stairs.
Like
people
Forky.
Have seen images
like
of, nurses pushing a gurney down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's... And they actually have a ghost room, and that's where the handyman actually died when he was working on when they were building the hotel. That's actually the room that he was killed in, so they call that room the ghost room.
Like the thing,
they call that room the ghost room, so... But, yeah, there's interesting stories about the Crescent Hotel.
Because of it, and again, that'd be great.
I just want to know what Jeffrey Dahmer dressed up like at Halloween.
I don't know, but whatever it was, it probably cost him an arm and a leg.
Oh, Jody Fox across the leg?
No, it cost you an arm and a leg.
Jody Fox cosplay? Jeffrey Dahmer? Cosplay as Jodie Foster, maybe. Yeah, bang for her.
So, Tim, what happens when you don't pay your exorcist?
I'm thinking.
You get repossessed?
You get repossessed.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. That was pretty good.
You're short $10 this month.
That joke never gets old.
That was good. That was
that
good.
One never,
Tim,
never
Tim, if you like that one, tell me how this will work out for you. Go get a plastic bag, stick it over your head, and breathe in real deep. Oh. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Oh, that's right. I won't be able to ask you. Sorry. My bad.
Wait.
Tim, are you there? Are you struggling?
Yep. I'm here. I'm struggling, I guess. I was trying to get the punchline there.
Okay, never mind.
I am blonde after all.
Okay. Basketball.
I'm transparent. I'm transparent after that.
Oh, no. You can't take Velvet's line. Hi, I'm Sagittarius. My favorite number is zero. My favorite color is clear, and I love the smell of water.
Favorite color is clear. God damn. Oh, man. Love it. So we got 3 minutes to go before we go into extra innings,
go.
The bonus round. So I'm going to pass it around the room, as always, for the parting shots and everything.
Omaha.
So, I am going to lead off with Stro, because normally, as I always say, he's the busiest one of the bunch. So, Stro, what have you got going on, brother?
He's the man.
Well, the Halloween times continue tomorrow night on WCW Retro. Also having a Halloween special. So feel free to bring your Hollywood Endgame tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with YouTubeNation.com. And then Friday night, Stro Zone special Halloween show, midnight Eastern Standard Time Friday night at Facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. And the feature for Friday night will be Abbott and Costello meets Frankenstein.
Absolutely good.
And then this weekend, oh, gosh, Saturday's the premiere of The Devil's Daughter, Harlequin origin story.
Cannot wait.
At the Golden Ticket Cinemas Twin in Lenoir, North Carolina, proceeds to help benefit domestic Gracious Hands, and they help people that deal with domestic violence.
Good cause.
And then the next day, it will be released the next day on social media on her Facebook page, facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. I'll be sure to post a link out for you guys to check it out that next day.
Cool.
Too, so.
cool.
Yeah. Happy time.
Outstanding. Yeah, that's keeping you on the road. But it's good to see things are going well, man. I'll tell you what, anything for some forward motion, some positive energy. Good to hear all that stuff going on, Stro. Appreciate you joining us this evening.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
And happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, to the world's most uninteresting man, Velvet, what have you got?
I'm never coming back on your show, never.
Operation Butthurts.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I was up.
But the joke.
But here, let me tell you. Come on, man. Let me tell you. For real. It's going to be like hip-hop, whatever you think. It's great. So,
trust me.
Oh, me? Oh, no, man. I got a little energy right now. I'm surprised this chemo is kicking my tail. I have to do it 21 days straight and then get 7 days off. So hopefully after 21, well, I got to keep doing it after that. I only get a week off. And then, but it's already starting to wear on me. But I'll see how long this will last. Hopefully I'll get adjusted to it. I'll get adjusted to it and we'll be able to fight all of, I've already got some weird symptoms. I'm like, stupid stuff. But anyway, I mean, little things that happen.
Hang in there, bud. We're all thinking about you.
I don't have a guest for our Halloween show yet, and I don't know if we're going to have one based on if Dr. John's going to be in town or not. I got to talk to him tomorrow. So figure that out. And I got nothing going on but trying to stay healthy, man, and stay alive. Thank you. You guys, if it weren't for you guys and this fun on this show and Stro's show and my show, dude, I would just I couldn't do it. This is what makes me happy. I get in a little, other than being in the bed and having my wife snore, that was funny. Normally I'm sitting somewhere else in the house and just, nobody can hear me. I can goof off and all that, but it's all good.
Yeah, man, good thoughts going your way, and, you got a lot of people in your corner, man. A lot of people, pulling for you, so
absolutely. I just hope it does your job because, they know if anything goes wrong, they don't even have to ask me. Take the lungs, don't worry about it, go. So, I mean, that's the plan right now.
Get it done.
See what this does. Yep, see what this does. If it doesn't work, they got to take it. Don't waste time.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get it.
Yeah,
go
the
ahead.
Longer
next.
They wait, if it's got anything to do with the C word, get it out of me. That's for damn certain. But yeah, man, hopefully everything will come around, man. Best luck. That's for damn certain.
Thank you.
So, Grammy.
Yes, sir.
What have you got floating around, young lady? What kind of parting shot do you have?
I have to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine that lives in Hot Springs. He is known as the Burger Chef. He owns the Ohio Club down there in Hot Springs, really great restaurant. And they actually had a meet-and-greet thing at the Ohio Club this past Friday with Al Snow, and Al Snow was at a wrestling show down there for SCW. And Michael had messaged me on Facebook. He says, hey, I need your mailing address. So today I got in the mail an autographed picture of Al Snow signed to Granny Hulkster. And he actually told Al about me. And he showed Al some pictures of me from Facebook and my Granny Hulkster shirt. And he said, I absolutely love this lady, and I've never met her. I can tell she is like a true blue wrestling fan, and that really just made my day. So, because I really wanted to go down there Friday and, get to meet him. And it was originally supposed to be back in August, and he had a scheduling conflict, so he had to reschedule. So I didn't get to go, but I was really hoping I would have been able to, you know, my family and I would have been able to go down there to meet him and have dinner with him, you know, and just get to talk to him. But, you know, that didn't work out. But I thought that was a pretty cool picture that he sent me, you know, that he got autographed for me and sent it to me. So thanks, Michael.
Cool.
I appreciate you, my friend. So, but
you know,
my family and I are going to be going to Kansas in a couple of days to pick up my mom. My mom wants to come down for about a week and stay at my son's apartment and visit with my son for about a week. So we're going to be going up over the weekend probably and picking her up and bringing her to Arkansas for a week, and then I'll take her back home. But, you know, so other than that, you know, same old, just a different day, you know, just dealing with the family stuff and trying to take care of my son's situation. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I'm dealing with that the best way that I can, so.
Yeah, but, you know, keep laughing, stay positive, keep pushing forward, you
know.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's kind of like, you know, Bill said, you know, I have this pot, you know, I know I don't always call in every week and everything, you know, and I do my own podcast on Monday night and stuff with a couple of friends of mine, and but it's just you all help keep me going, you know, and without you guys, I mean, I don't know where I'd be without all of you. So y'all, you know, y'all are part of my family, you know, and that just makes the whole world a lot better. Kind of like one of my wrestling friends said to me, I love you all too. Kind of like one of my wrestling friends said to me one time, I told him, well, we're family. He says, yeah, dysfunctional one. So I guess I could consider you all part of my dysfunctional family. No, all kidding aside, you guys are great. So, you know, so I couldn't do it without you guys. So,
well, you know, me and Todd have talked behind doors off the show, and we've spoken how sometimes this hour and a half, sometimes more, is more therapeutic than it is anything else. So, yeah, always good to have you aboard. Appreciate you joining us this evening. And I just read something here recently where Al Snow saved a young man from drowning. So,
yeah.
Al Snow, not to mention the fact that he brought us one of my favorite intros with the "What does everybody want?" Head. "What does everybody need?"
Head.
"What does Beetlejuice need?" "A little head."
He had a great intro. But yeah, Granny Hulks, there's nothing positive energy going your way, dear. Thanks for joining us this evening. Now,
you're welcome.
Tim, the man with three unclaimed tombstones in his garage for Halloween. What kind of parting shots do you have this season? Four?
It's four, and they're actually in the yard right now. But what I was going to start off and say... Yep. What I was going to start to say is I am outstanding to Supernatural and ecstatic to be here.
So we're leaving us. Big hugs. Be safe.
Yes,
hey,
that's
Ola,
right.
Come on.
Dang it.
Big
hugs. Always got it. Yep. Big hugs.
Big hugs.
Everything. Granny, I'm going to tell you, your damn Chiefs, they better do it this weekend because I picked them. I'm in a work league. It's a survivor league. You can only pick one or a team one time. So you got to pick a team, you know, all 17 weeks, come up with your own strategy. And this week I'm going with the Chiefs. So they better win. I'm pulling for them. I think they can do it. The
Giants.
Uh-huh. So they should. The spread's like 10, 10 and a half.
Well, you know, a lot of people,
play like last week.
I mean, well, you know, a lot of people are trashing Mahomes right now because, you know, they're saying, oh, he's a new father, you know, he's not getting any sleep because of the baby, he's doing too many commercials, yada, 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 he's not focusing on football.
It's
not all Mahomes' fault. I mean, Mahomes is just one part of the team. I mean, you know, and I think some
but
of it's got to do with
the
coaching. And, well,
yep.
I mean, you know, Mahomes got that nasty sack the other day where he had to be taken out of the game, you know, and everything. And,
well, he got
and
knocked
of course,
out.
You know, yeah, and the situation, you know, with Andy Reid's son, I'm sure, you know, that's
hey,
been weighing
boy.
Heavy on Andy Reid's mind. You know, so, I mean, I'm, you know, win or lose, I will always support my Chiefs, you know, but, you know, a couple years ago, we had lost four or five games, and we ended up going to the Super Bowl. So I've still got faith in them. I'm still going to believe in them, you know. So go Chiefs, you know. I love my
there,
Chiefs. So.
There you go. All right.
Oh, no.
The only,
we suck again.
The only thing I was going to say is I seriously think I missed part of Velvet's joke earlier. I don't know. All I heard was punching bag over my head. But I don't know. If that was the joke, then all right, I'll take a hit.
Go get a plastic bag, stick it over your head, and breathe real deep. Then tell me how that worked out for you.
Okay.
You won't be able to tell me.
Somehow
hey,
I thought
it's like
going
to tell
bag.
People. All
I think
the time when
it's
get
okay, hit. It's okay, Blondie. It's okay. We got it.
All right. That's all
hold
for my neck of the woods. Big hug.
Oh.
Take care of yourself. Take care of your family.
Take care
hey,
of one
hey.
Another.
Take care of each other.
There you
right.
go.
Big hugs.
And Todd thinks we're not listening. I love it. Way to fill in. That's outstanding. Todd's still here with us. That's
all I know is if he comes back at us, it was all Tim. I don't know nothing.
Well, what'll be funny is if Todd comes on next week and he has like a whole different line and everything. I'm like,
oh,
he did listen
funny.
Last week's show.
That would be great.
God damn it, they're on to me. I've been outed. So before we shut things down, every Halloween I have to put out my Halloween disclaimer. And my Halloween disclaimer is two parts. Number one, Halloween evening, when the trick-or-treaters are out, slow down in the neighborhoods, turn down the goddamn music, and keep your head on a swivel, because those youngins are out having the time of their life.
Out of nowhere, exactly.
And they are totally unaware of your presence because all they know is that they've got 50 pounds of plastic or paper or vinyl on their bodies, and they're getting upwards around 10 pounds of chocolate, and they are having the best time. So if you come driving down the road, don't expect them to see you because chances are that costume's keeping them from seeing any goddamn thing. So
yep.
Slow down. Watch what you're doing, cut down the music, and just for one brief moment, think about somebody other than yourself and let everybody get home safely. The other public service announcement I like to make on Halloween is that on October 31st, it is okay to offer children candy at your house. On November 1st, it is not okay to offer children candy at your house.
Right.
Just keep that in mind.
And if all
that counts
sales,
white.
just yell out, what's up, Mark?
Yeah, Mark.
Where's that paper boy at?
Hey, where's that paper boy? I'm bringing some. Hope he's going to bring me some good news.
And for all the kids out there listening, the white van does not have Snickers bars in it. Again, the white van does not have Snickers bars in it.
I got the flow and the candy bowl in the back. Come on, little kids.
Y'all have been warned.
they got all flavors and push-ups, too.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So
before
I go in there to Atwell Manor, and I guess I will not be watching the rest of the World Series game,
yeah,
because my Braves are currently losing.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
I'm so sad.
Well, it's in Houston. We got one out of Houston yesterday. We go back to Atlanta Friday.
Hey, who's this we crap? Are you playing baseball?
When it comes down to the Braves.
I'm kidding.
All bets are off. The Braves are very important.
That foosball, Dave, that's the devil.
I hope you lose all your foosball games.
Well, you know, she showed me her boobies, and I like the two.
Dave, the turkey has come home to roost.
So,
I believe that would be his knee.
My knee.
Oh, my God.
I think
we lost it. I think we've gone overboard a lot.
Yeah, it was definitely a Halloween show, all of maybe like 4 minutes of it.
Yeah.
So, well done, everybody. And I'm going to cue in this salty old British lady and call it quits for the
night. I got to tell Tim, you had Granny turn there for a second. She was mad about people picking on her Mahomes. She was about to chair shot somebody.
Right?
Yeah, that NWO chair all painted up in red. She's NWO
if his
red.
Girlfriend and brother didn't throw drinks on people, he wouldn't be dealing with this. This is just bad karma. For all you social media people trying to make a scene.
Turning heel, Velvet, okay? Not turning heel.
We know you got that red NWO chair.
Hey.
No, I don't.
You don't have to be a heel to be a bad guy. You know that. So.
I know, but I'm not a bad guy or a bad girl. I mean, I cheer for all
yo.
Good people, so.
I'm the bad guy, huh? Hey, Chico.
Well, I appreciate everybody joining us. Hope everybody has a very safe Halloween.
Big hugs, everybody. Big hugs.
Big hugs, everybody. Stay safe.
Outstanding in the supernatural.
And Todd, wherever you're at, we hope you are staying safe and outstanding supernatural.
He's asleep,
even though
dude.
I think you're asleep in your recliner. I'm sure you are. Nevertheless,
he's chasing goats.
Yeah, he's chasing goats.
Unfortunately, he's gonna spill that drink in his crotch tonight. He's gonna wake up and go, "Oh, I pissed myself. Wait a minute, that smells like vodka."
Hugs, team. Big hugs, team.
Yeah.
Right, big
Todd,
hugs,
were you
team.
Dreaming about? Were you dreaming about goats again? Nah.
God.
All right. Enough goat jokes.
That's funny.
All
right, let's
thank
roll.
You, everybody, for joining us tonight on Pop Culture Stars.
Yay.
Happy Halloween. And we'll take
it. Happy Halloween.
Next
Happy Halloween.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Good night.
British lady,
big
where are you at?